Good morning. The Australian share market set for a positive start to trade on Friday. At the conclusion of the US session, local SPY futures were up by 42 points, a little more than 0.2%. Quite a contrast to the volatility that we saw in the preceding session on Wall Street, when the US Fed left rates on hold but downgraded its inflation and growth forecasts, which unsettled investors. But in the most recent session, they seemed to have gotten to terms with the fact that the US economy is still moving along reasonably well, and at the same time that'll be going hand in glove with US interest rates being on hold for what seems like the foreseeable future. So over the course of the session we saw the S&P 500, as you can see by this chart, start off in negative territory but progress quite nicely and end around session highs with a solid uptrend. That index up by more than 1%, as was the Nasdaq, the Dow finishing up with a gain of a little over 0.8%. US interest rates remain subdued, meaning that they were moving lower in yield, higher in price in general. And then as far as economic news is concerned, that was quite encouraging. The Philadelphia Federal Reserve released its survey of activity in the manufacturing sector. That beat expectations by a pretty substantial margin. And then the weekly measure of unemployment, people claiming unemployment benefits, particularly continuing claims, were better than expected. So we also had a bit of company news as well. Apple shares stood out as being one of the most improved in the Dow, up by more than 3%, helped by a broker upgrade. Levi's re-debuted on the market. It's not the first time they've done this, but they have been greeted by some pretty hearty investor appetite, with the stock up by more than 1%. And then in the tech space, we also had some good earnings numbers from Micron Technology, which had that stock up by around 9%. So we also saw a recovery in the US dollar, having sold off quite aggressively a day earlier. So that's made a casualty of the Aussie dollar, which is back to around 71 US cents.